Hello and welcome to Magnetic Heart, a podcast where we'll be talking about masculine and feminine polarity, relationship dynamics, love and intimacy. And this is just such a huge, huge, vast topic. And I know that each and every individual is having their own unique experience, and they have their own thoughts and feelings to do with relationship. And I'm speaking through my own experience, as well as everyone that will be part of this podcast. I have noticed a sort of a trend, especially for individuals that are dating, and individuals that are on what you would say a sort of inner journey of healing and creating balance and harmony from within, that part of this healing journey is learning to look at what wounding we've taken on, all of us, through our parents and through our society, and collectively what wounding we've taken on that needs to be looked at and healed or balanced. I believe that each and every one of us have qualities that are absolutely perfect, and we don't need to change. We are uniquely ourselves. But I do believe that when we get to a certain age, we can realise that maybe we've taken on some traits or some behaviours that are sort of not ours, and it feels heavy and it feels sticky. And part of the job that we have come down to earth to do is to step into our authenticity and realise our true nature beyond these behaviours and structures that we've been born into that don't feel like they're aligning to the reality that we're stepping into. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about masculine and feminine energies today, because I think it's maybe a topic that people are a little bit confused about, or people might roll their eyes about. and I still sometimes do roll my eyes, because it does feel like one of those Instagram sort of trendy things at the moment, talking about the divine feminine and the toxic masculine. And I believe it's just a really wonderful template, a very basic template to start to understand how we can create more balance within ourselves and ultimately more love and wholeness within. And of course, energy is just not bound to being masculine and feminine, and it's so much more vast than that. But I think if you are someone who's just at the beginning of their journey to inner love and to self-love, these concepts are very interesting. And for me, I definitely found they've been very important in my own healing. So I wanted to start off the podcast talking about masculine and feminine traits. And this is not tied to gender, let me stress that. But they're rather just qualities that exist in anyone. So regardless of gender, they are just these natural qualities that exist within each and every one of us that we need to look at and try to embody. And there'll be different points within our lives that we may tap into more of our feminine qualities, or we might want to play around with exploring more of our feminine qualities. And even it's okay to want to explore more of those wounded feminine qualities. And equally, there might be times in our lives where we want to dip more into exploring our masculine and wounded masculine. And just kind of sort of carrying on from my last talk that I did in the previous podcast about being lighthearted and playful, I do feel like this journey of self-exploration should be one where we sort of really move with our own intuition, and we don't take it too seriously when we do dip in and out of these types of traits and qualities and behaviours. It's okay to sometimes dip into more of our wounded nature and start to explore it. And that's when I think we can really heal and bring light onto those areas that maybe feel a little bit sticky and uncomfortable. So here it goes. I want to start the podcast by talking about healthy masculine and healthy feminine qualities and what that is and how that looks like. So let's start with the feminine. 10 what you would call healthy feminine traits. So number one, I want to start with empathy. To be empathetic, to really be able to be deeply compassionate and attuned really to the emotions of others. This is something that I would consider to be a very feminine trait. And it's something that I believe a lot of us have to really work harder on, to be able to be empathetic. For some of us, maybe it comes very naturally. But to be empathetic to another and compassionate is a deeply nourishing and healing energy. And so whenever I think about the feminine, I do think about like the mother energy. It's very sweet, it's very kind and healing. Number two is being intuitive, just having that sixth sense about something, you know, what someone's experiencing, what someone's going through, just really tapping into the energy of a room. In general, you know, women are very good at doing this, but again, you don't have to just be a woman. You could just be someone who's really tapped into that intuitive part of themselves. And this is really about trusting your inner guidance system, trusting yourself, and making decisions that are based on a deeper sense of knowing beyond your two physical eyes. And the feminine principle is deeply connected to spirit. And this is where I feel that we've been out of balance, because the masculine is concerned with the physical principle and, you know, what we can tangibly, you know, see and taste and know to be fact. Whereas the feminine is about this sort of what's behind the scenes, what we don't see with the two physical eyes, and spirit connecting to something deeper. The third very healthy feminine trait is being creative, tapping into that creativity that you have within, which is very childlike actually. And it's about expressing oneself with that creativity, whatever it looks like. It could be art, it could be dance, it could be just fresh ideas that are coming from your own consciousness, or nurturing the growth within others. So yeah, creativity for me, it's boundless. It's colourful. It's about you really being you and expressing that into the world. The fourth feminine trait or quality would be being nurturing. And I really do, I feel that motherly essence when I say the word nurture, to care for not just other people, but oneself. Because I believe that a lot of the problems in this world and a lot of the conflict would ease if we really, truly learnt to love ourselves first and nurture ourselves, to not be so judgmental and harsh. And as we have that connection and that nurturing, you know, wanting to give ourselves love and to feed ourselves good food and to slow down and listen to our bodies, that's incredibly nurturing. Then we feel tender towards others to do the same, and we understand others, we understand their pain, we want to help them too. So this is again a feminine quality. Number five is receptivity, being able to receive. The masculine is about, you know, being able to give and provide. Well, the feminine is the opposite. It's about being open to really receive love. And not just love, but help. You know, to not be afraid of asking for help and receiving help and other opportunities without feeling like diminished or, you know, like you've done something wrong. So yeah, allowing ourselves to really be open to receive sometimes, whether you're a man or a woman, without having to actually do anything in return, sometimes can be very healing. Number six is collaboration and community. This is feminine, and it's something I feel a lot of us are wanting more of. Valuing this sort of feeling of cooperation and teamwork and an input from others, being part of a team, being part of this communal space. And sort of with that comes an understanding that, you know, it's not just me, my I. We're not separate. We're not made to be separate. We're not made to be alone. We're actually a lot stronger when we are with others, with each other, helping each other. And we can rely on each other. It's safe to rely on each other. So that's a collaboration. So how can we build more community? Can we think about that? How can we start to embody a life where we can lean on each other? Number seven is vulnerability, to be vulnerable. And I'm working on this at the moment, not being afraid to not be perfect. Even just coming on and starting this podcast, for many years, I felt like I needed to be perfect. And as I've explored this trait of allowing myself to be vulnerable, I've also made peace with the fact that actually strength comes from vulnerability, and to allow that space of knowing that I'm not perfect, and actually that's beautiful. So vulnerability is the ability and the willingness to be able to express emotions, to express yourself, and that depth of emotion that we can all experience, and ask for support when needed. It's not weak to be vulnerable. It's not weak to express what's going on inside. It's actually incredibly brave. And so when we shift into working with more of our feminine, we may feel incredibly stripped of the armor that maybe we've carried around our hearts that's been protecting ourselves. So it may not feel nice, actually, when we're going through this feminine embodiment journey. But keep rolling with it and trusting that this is a process of sort of a death of the old way of doing things and a rebirth of something actually much more real and beautiful. Number 8 is about flow. This flow state where we're not so rigid. And this is again something I've been working with and quite a few people I know have been working with. And we have not been brought up in a society, especially someone living in London. I've not been brought up living in a society which values going with the flow. Going with the natural rhythm of life. When everything that we are looking at and everything that we've been brought up knowing to be important is sort of about creating structure and sticking to times and being very much in the mind. And there is a time and a place for that. We shouldn't be, you know, all the time in this flowing state. Well, we can actually, that's a lie. But, you know, there's a time and a place for having structure and for following routines and, you know, for sticking to times. But this sense of flow is actually tapping into a very high vibrational, intelligent energy. It's this energy of life. It's this rhythm of life. And it leads us to places we would never imagine that are kind of beyond anything we could think of. And it can bring us to the most incredible moments and bring us to the most wonderful people and experiences if we really choose to let go. And it requires a lot of trust. It definitely requires trust to be in this process of allowing ourselves to let go without us trying to control or force any outcome. And I would really just advise anyone, I have to keep reminding myself, to maybe have a day where you choose to just let go, to just say to yourself, do you know what, today I'm just going to allow life to guide me, and I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to just, you know, not be so rigid and see what comes up. Number 9 in feminine traits is sensuality. And this isn't sex. I'm not talking about sex and penetrative sex when I talk about sensuality. And I think most of you know that I'm not talking about that, but I want to just be really clear that, you know, sensuality is about really exploring your senses, being in love with life, like enjoying the taste of your food, you know, really slowing down and enjoying the feeling of different fabrics and enjoying the feeling of the sun beating against your skin and being really in tune with the body and in love with your body and in love with life. This is a very sensual, explorative energy here. And it's a beautiful, thing to tap into. And definitely it's an important one that we all learn to be mindful and enjoy. And I don't know, you know, where everyone is listening from, but I think a lot of people would agree that living in a very hectic, fast-paced city can sometimes take us away from that very simple, playful, childlike part of ourselves, which just wants to play and enjoy. So number 9 is making room for play and sensuality. And then we go to the 10th, the 10th trait, which is patience. Having a lot of patience. And I've had to really be patient and practice patience on my journey of tapping into the feminine principle. And it's about really having the capacity to wait, to just stop and understand things come in their own divine timing. And it really requires a deep trust to have this sort of patience that life will give to us when we're ready to receive it. But until then, sometimes we have to come here and take a few steps forward and do the work and change and be ready actually for the things that we have wanted and waited for. And life gives us everything that we want in perfect timing. So I hope that helps you to understand a little bit more about femininity and the feminine traits. And I'm going to now talk about the 10 masculine traits. And I think today we're going to talk about just the healthy masculine and feminine traits. And the next podcast will be about more of the unhealthy or wounded masculine and feminine traits. So let's move forward to the masculine traits and healthy masculinity. And I don't think it's talked about enough, and I really want to stress how much we need healthy masculinity in these times. I know I'm probably, you know, number one person that needs to start to embody more of their healthy masculinity. So let's go, and we'll start with the first one, which is having confidence. And this is not fake confidence. This is real confidence in oneself. Having the belief in oneself and one's own abilities. And that belief, actually, that real confidence gives so much strength and power to lead with a clarity and with a really powerful energy. We can't really do that much if we don't feel confident in ourselves. And it's not very attractive either when we lack confidence. And I've had many years of lacking confidence, and it feels wonderful. I think there's such a power and a peace when you feel like you really, you embody that confidence. And it can be a silent confidence. It doesn't have to be loud. So that's number one. How can we start to feel more confident within ourselves? The second quality is discipline. And oh my God, do I lack this. Discipline, it's important to have this. Otherwise, would we really get anything done? So that discipline to go and you know, take that 1 hour every day to sit and do your work, or to work out, to go and do, you know, to work out and move your body, or to sit and to meditate. This is discipline, and it has its reward. We need to have this structured approach to life sometimes, with the ability to really stay focused and to be someone that follows through on their commitments. So if that's something that you struggle with, maybe starting very slowly. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to commit to this. And, you know, even if it's 3 times a week, I'm going to commit to going to the gym and doing 1 hour and moving my body, no matter what. And it may be uncomfortable at first, but discipline also creates freedom at the same time, which is quite ironic, that sometimes to have that structure can actually give us so much happiness and freedom. Number three is leadership. It's a very masculine trait, to take leadership, to take initiative, and to be someone that can guide others. With integrity and responsibility. So this is something that is considered to be more manly, you know, that men need to take leadership. And actually, obviously, most people will be at some point in their lives will feel like they want to take leadership of something. Maybe it's a project like when you're in a relationship and you want to take leadership of something. So to play around with that, there may be a point where you get to explore that side of you that wants to stand up and lead. Number four is protection, and I love this one. Because I think a lot of women feel like they want a man, they're searching for a man to give them that sense of protection, and it's very attractive. But it's important as women, when we're doing this polarity work and we're working with our own inner masculine, to actually cultivate that protection from within. Protecting your own inner child, you know, standing up for yourself. And standing up for yourself when your own ego gets in the way and starts to be critical, you know. No one else will love you and protect you as much as you can love and protect yourself. And this has been something that's really come up for me recently. And it's been so empowering and healing to learn to be my own protector before I rely on anyone else to do that for me. And this is an energy where when we learn to be our own protector, both as men and women, that there's a very big shift in one's own energy. And we learn to create a very safe environment for ourselves. Moving forward to number five in healthy masculine traits, we come to courage. And courage is another one of my favourites, having courage like a warrior to face challenges and fears with this bravery and learn to really embrace the unknown and embracing the unknown is something that really really stands out to me, because I've had a while actually in my life where I feel like I've been walking in the unknown, and I learn a lot about the tantric goddesses and how they embody so much courage and bravery. And it was very inspiring to learn about actually courage and how it can also be a feminine trait as well, and such an important thing on this journey of self-love and healing, to really be able to face ourselves and to face very uncomfortable things. And when every cell in our body is saying, no, I don't want to go there, to be like, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be brave. It's incredible. And it can really, it can lead us to so much freedom when we can be brave enough to keep going and step forward, even though we're terrified. Number six is having clarity, complete clarity of mind. So being able to have clear thinking and decision making. without being so clouded by our emotions. And this is something, I'm not going to lie, I struggle with myself, having clarity. And as a very emotional woman, I definitely allow my emotions to get in the way. And this is something I really am inspired about when I see men and women being able to have this sense of clarity and this energy where their emotions don't get in the way of doing day-to-day things and doing what needs to be done. And so it's a skill. It's something, if clarity is something as well that you're working with, having this sense of groundedness as well, and being able to get things done without being clouded by emotions, and not allowing, you know, your emotional world to become your life, then this is something maybe to think about. How can I take a little bit more time to think when I'm being very much taken away by these very strong emotions? They can be extremely strong, and you can identify with them so much that you lose yourself. So how can we sort of take a step back and look when we do feel like we're being swept away by all of these emotions? So clarity is number six. Number seven is direction. And direction is sort of having a knowing and a firm belief in one's purpose and one's path. And with that comes so much energy and drive to move forward with determination and passion. And this is really how we get things done as well. When we have the clarity, which was number six, and direction, which is number seven, that's how we can bring our dreams into the physical world. And so if we don't have this masculine trait, if we don't start to embody this, then we can just kind of have these sort of ideas, but we don't ever have the energy or the balls to really plant it down onto this earth. Number eight is accountability. And I love this one, being accountable. It's owning up when you've done something wrong, owning your bullshit, owning one's actions and the consequences of your actions, both positive and negative. And it's being able to really look at yourself from the outside, and to also just, you know, let your ego go for a moment, you know, and be able to hold yourself responsible. And this can be incredibly difficult, especially if you've got a very tight hold on being right and, you know, being judged. But it is incredibly humbling, and I think it comes with a whole lot of respect when you can hold yourself accountable. Others respect a person who can take responsibility and ownership. So this is number eight of our masculine trait. Number nine is integrity. And what does integrity mean? It's acting in alignment with your own values and principles. And it takes a lot of time going inward to evaluate. And what are your values and your principles? I'm still figuring it out, having to be really clear on, okay, when I'm going through my life, how can I live a life which is aligned to my own values? How can I live a life that's embodying integrity, so I don't go out of alignment, and I don't sort of step away from what I feel is important and true. And with that, again, I think you gain a lot of respect from others when you can live in alignment with those values. And it can be incredibly grounding and interesting to start to think about what they are. And sometimes we don't really know what our values are until we really, really start to delve deep. And number 10 is having boundaries, being boundaried. So the feminine is all free and flowing and la 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 and all about love. But it's been a real big lesson for me, and I know a lot of women, if we are too free and fairy-like and loving, then sometimes getting really angry and upset because we've said yes and we've allowed people to walk all over us and we've not set healthy boundaries. This is incredibly important. It creates trust, it creates safety, it creates respect. Ensuring that we value ourselves as well. And as we do, then we get personal and relational respect from others. So having a little think, you know, meditating and starting to really think, what are my limits? You know, what am I able to say yes to and say no to? Where does it get to that point where I'm going to be angry if someone does this and I feel like someone's walking all over me? You know, what am I willing to accept and I'm willing not to accept? So I hope this gives everyone just a little nugget of, you know, what masculine and feminine energy in its healthy form is all about. And like I said at the beginning, this isn't bound to gender. This is energy that we all need to start to look at. And we can see, okay, what different traits am I really good with? And what traits maybe do I need to work on a little bit to create more balance and equilibrium? And I know that, you know, by looking at these traits and exploring them, there's definitely a lot more work I need to do with my masculine. And as I start to work more on these masculine traits, I start to feel more and more embodied, and I start to feel more and more myself, and life feels better because I have this balance of both parts of myself. And I hope it inspires others just to play around and to gain a little bit more understanding. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I also look forward to seeing you for the next episode, where we are going to explore unhealthy or wounded, more wounded masculine and feminine traits. Sending lots of love. Take care.